I'll call this meeting of the House Committee on Veteran Services and Emergency Preparedness for Thursday, June 4th to order. I will announce at this point that Senate Bill 87 is not going to move, so that's the end of Senate Bill 87 for this session. There will be a work group appointed to have further conversations. We were close to reaching some kind of consensus, but we didn't get there, and so we're not moving the bill. So I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 93. So, members, where do we stand on Senate Bill? Why don't we let the administrator first update us on Senate Bill 93, then we can talk about what we're going to do with it.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, as you recall, Senate Bill 93 requires insurance to provide reimbursement for up to a 90-day supply of previously dispensed eligible prescription drugs in certain circumstances as specified. There's no revenue impact. We just received a minimal impact on the proposed Dash 13 amendments, which clarify language and remove the provision the drug may be generic. Public hearing was on May 21st, and this is our work session today.
Okay. So there we go.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 13 amendments dated 5-15-2015.
Representative Esquivel moves to adopt the Dash 13 amendments dated 5-15-2015. Is there any discussion of that motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Representative Huffman.
Does Mr. Guinea have any kind of an explanation we want to put on? Or another question was, did we get clarification on a fiscal, and will it have a referral then to Ways and Means?
Right. We have. Would you please update the committee and clarify that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Rep. Huffman, committee members. We just received minimal fiscal impact. There was, between the fiscal analyst and some of the stakeholders, some last-minute discussions on what the costs would be and the impacts to current premiums and what they were doing already. Some of the stakeholders said there was no impact. Some were holding out, and then there was finally a consensus that it would be a minimal fiscal impact. We talked to the Speaker's office, and they recommended not having subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
But that's where we stand.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to get on the record that I had promised advocates that I would, you know, check and make sure if there was a fiscal on it that it would have a referral. So
yep.
I want that on the record. I did that, and I just found out with everybody else what the Speaker's office had said. So
right. Yeah, that's why we had Mr. Kinney working on all through the lunch to make sure we were on the right same page. The right page, and everybody seems to be at this point. The Speaker's office and fiscal seems to be on the same page. Representative Peluso?
Again, remind me which amendments we're talking about.
13. Dash 13.
Thank you. Okay.
Lucky number 13. Any further discussion of the motion to adopt the amendment? Any objection to adopting the amendment? Hearing none. The amendment is adopted.
Chair Lively, I move Senate Bill 93A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Esquivel moves Senate Bill 93A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative
Boone. I just wanted to say that I think that there will be continuing discussions on this bill because I don't think everything's completely decided yet, according to Senator Mona Sanderson, just to get that on the record.
Okay.
And I think that she will be setting a meeting, I believe, during our September committee meeting. Yeah.
Any further discussion of the motion? Okay. If not, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Excuse.
Representative Peluso?
No.
Lively.
Aye. Motion carries. I'll close the work session. Oh, Carrier. Representative Boone, are you going to carry this bill?
Yes,
she will. Sorry. I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 93. If there's no further business to come to before the committee, we're done.
Are we stopping the committee, or what are we? What are they doing? Are they? So they put in a halt on us, a timeout, or what?
So tomorrow, Senator Boquist and I are meeting to talk about the continuity plan. So we may have some information and discussions about that, because we talked about that earlier, and so we're talking about that tomorrow. We might And there could be, so the other thing I just wanted to say, if there's, because we've had several issues here that have not moved like we'd like them to, so if there's specific ones that you think we may want to address come 2016 that we'd want to have an informational hearing on to get some more information now, we ought to, since we're here, we might want to do that, so we'll talk about that, but nothing's formally scheduled at this point.
Okay.
Yes.
And I would like to have us thank our wonderful committee administrator, Brian, for his service and good work. And I know he's just going to jump ship here any day now.
And wish you the best.
Headed down to California.
Wish you the best up at that other college.
Yeah.
That foreign country you're going to move to.
You need a visa to get there?
But thank you, Boone, for that. Because obviously, I think we all agree Brian's done a tremendous job. We appreciate this.
Are you really going to be leaving like 2 days from now or something? Or, oh, wow.
Yeah, yes.
You're not coming to our party?
We're having a party.
Well, you forgot to be invited, apparently.
Always the last to know.
Yeah, always the last to know. Representative Evan, excuse
me. Yes, sir. I'm glad that you're going. I'm still sad you're going. It's one of those things. But the work group on 87, just wanted to, it's acceptable to move forward on that still, or is there some formal process?
Yeah, we'll talk about who is going to serve on that work group. So the intent will be that it won't be a substantially large group and we don't have to go back through all the material. We've had good hearings. I think we understand what the key questions were. We have certainly the information from the Attorney General's office that told us where they thought there might be conflicts with the intent. So I want to, so we will establish that work group and keep the focus pretty narrow so that there's no reason to kind of go through all we went through. So we will do that. Anything else? Representative Huffman.
And Mr. Evans, I apologize, sir. Had the Senate made a little different decision yesterday, we may have been able to do something.
On what?
I'm just, supportive of reentry. Want to help all I can, but I'm not going to risk elevating a convicted felon above a honorably discharged veteran that's otherwise qualified for an interview.
So does that mean that you're not willing to serve on the work group? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm just trying to clarify.
No, I promised, okay, I promised somebody that I would.
I was just checking.
I'm nervous about that other thing in ways, too.
And Representative Escobar, did you have something?
Well, it'd just be hard for me to be on that work group.
You mean you refuse if I appoint you to it? You'd refuse?
I'm sorry, but I'd be having signs with your picture in your with a slash through it.
I just was testing to see how far I could push this, but oh.
So.
Anything else? Okay, thank you all much. We'll be back. Thanks a lot.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Let them quit.
We don't have to thank you. We don't have to thank you.
Let them quit.